Here's the story. You can't make fun of the Torah. Okay. You can have questions. It's okay to have questions. I'm not afraid of questions. You can ask me. I try to answer. I don't know all the answers. You ask other people. Then you go to Chaim Rosenblatt. He has the answers. He has the answers. We discussed 12th grade, the visit, the 12th grade visit. You tell me, did you come? When you visit? He has the answers. Now listen. You can't make fun of the Torah. People make fun of the Torah, Rahman al-Islam. They say, yeah, look at the source that marriage works with money. The source is from buying land. You see that? That's the Jewish view of marriage. You buy land, you buy a car, you buy a wife. That's the Jewish view of marriage. And they make fun. Okay. People say those things. It's terrible. Okay. So we discussed already that you don't own your wife like you own a piece of land. We discussed that already. We discussed it already in the Ran and the Rishonim say that exact phrase. It's not, and that's why Rashi says, Leo Spirishusa Linase Liacha. The whole essence of marriage is the Kinyan Isser, that you can't marry somebody else. But still, why is that the source? Hashem's giving us a source for marriage in the Torah, right? That the kinyan of marriage is done through money, and the source is that Avram buys land for Sarah. Avram buys land. That's the source for marriage. Isn't that weird? What is the pshat? Rav Hirsch gives the answer. This answer is not good. This answer is fabulous. Avram Avinu was buying land. What was he buying land for? For Sarah. You said this in Seder?
Yeah.
Wait. He was buying the door. He was buying land for Sarah. He was buying land for Sarah. But whoa, go on. What do you mean for Sarah?
Bury her.
She was dead. Yeah. Whoa. When your wife's alive, she does things for you. Your wife does a lot in the house, and you show a karas hatov, and there's a wonderful marriage, and you do things, and she does things. It's great. She's dead. Sarah is not doing anything for Avram anymore. This is called chesed shel emes. Chesed, he's getting nothing in return. So why is he doing it? Because in Judaism, marriage is about responsibilities, about doing things for your wife. How long do you do things for your wife when you're married? Forever, even after she's dead, and she's not doing anything back for you. This is the perfect source. A Jewish marriage is built on the love that Avram had for Sarah and the care that he had for Sarah, which continue even after she's dead and she's not doing anything back for him. That is the perfect source to learn about what a Jewish marriage is like. And certainly when she's alive, you have to treat her properly with proper respect. So Avram spent a crazy amount of money to buy a burial plot for his wife, who is now doing nothing back for him. Why? Because when you're married literally forever. The neshama is linked up even in Olam Haba, forever. It's a perfect source for marriage. That's Rav Hirsch. That's a home run. This is exactly what a Jewish marriage is all about. A marriage is about responsibility and care and chesed for your wife for how long?
Ever.
Forever. And certainly when she's alive. That's for sure. You said that on your own? That's a home run. Who said that? Mr. Rosenberg? Mr. Rosenberg said it? That's a home run.
You said that?
That's a home run.
You knew that?
That's not a double into the gap that you stretch into a triple because you're fast. That's a home run. That's a home run. The double's in the gap.